snapshot to heaven. Oh, up on Bedlam Bridge, where he held. In these locked and shackled neighborhoods, bridge and tunnel diplomats, see the Golden Ghetto's creeper. Crazy flags for history, songs for the White House gangsters, guns for Hellgate and railway sleepers. But there's a man who makes no enemies, a body never breathless, no ambition ever hopeless. So how stands the city on this winter's night? The city on the hill, so they said. The snow is falling down around the armory, and the city's closing in around my head. Up on Bedlam Bridge, somebody's waiting. Up on Bedlam Bridge, I've shot to heaven. Oh, up on Bedlam Bridge, I'm waiting. Somebody's waiting. Up on Bedlam Bridge, I've shot ahead.
Yes, back on the borderline. From Head Injuries, 1979's Head Injuries. That's when they were a punk band, I guess. But it's more like post-punk, but still, there is a huge punk influence there. I think back then, they were still Australia's best-kept secret, or so it says in the write-up here. And that's actually a very strong record. It's hard to believe that's their second release after that first self-titled debut, which we heard from earlier, and that was very uninspiring. In fact, it was probably an assortment of like early demos that they just cobbled together and made a record out of. This is much, much better. Before that, we heard Outbreak of Love from Earth and Sun and Moon, the closest you'll ever get to a love song from In Oil. Power and the Passion, great track there from 10 to 1. Bedlam Bridge from Blue Sky Mining started things off. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. So this is our Midnight Oil show devoted to them, not just because of the fires in Australia, but that's one of the reasons, but also because they've announced that they are making a new record and making one mini album is what they're calling it, with some folks from the First Nation in Australia, some musicians that they'll be collaborating with, and then there'll be some dates in Australia to support that mini album, followed by an all-new record, which they're working on with Warren Livesey, who worked with them on basically all of their big records, Diesel and Dust, Blue Sky Mining, and there'll be a tour to support that following in late 2020, early 2021. So that's what's going on. That's their news. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. All right, next track, Best of Both Worlds, awesome song from Red Sails in the Sunset, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
From here. you're a human, like Prometheus, flesh that's clay was formed. Perfection carried till storms went out and washed away the shapes and movements of all the changing days. It's a 21st century human. Take another industrial feast on the ground, on my back, out there. I wanna be the president of a country without sin. Tell ya there is nothing but
time for a second chance. I can't escape this basement flat. Riders cramping claustrophobia.
Must be time for a second chance. I can't escape this basement flat. Riders cramping claustrophobia. Must be time for a better place.
Basement Flat from Place Without a Postcard. That's a record with a bit of a backstory there. It's originally it was recorded and the band didn't like what had been recorded. They didn't like the producer. And then they were signed to CBS Records and they wanted them to re-record it for the American market. I guess they were actively trying to break them out of Australia and into the U.S. I think they had already sold a bunch of records in Australia. So they figured the U.S. was the next logical move. And the band didn't want to re-record it, and there was all this fighting, and it kind of came out, and they weren't really happy with it. But I think hardcore Midnight Oil fans do think it's a very underrated record, and that was a pretty good track there as well. So before that, Arctic World, Warakurna from Diesel and Dust. And so when I went and saw them when I was at GW, so I saw them rehearse that Arctic World transition into Warakurna. And so this is at the sound check. So ever since I saw and heard that, every time I want to play that song, I mean, Warakurna, I can't play it without Arctic World, so it has to be together. So I see it as one track. Anyway, before that, 21st Century Human from Lassiter's Gold, and Best of Both Worlds, lead single from Red Sails in the Sunset, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO. It's our Midnight Oil show. We're almost done here, hard to believe. Only 20 minutes left. I got to leave here at 10. Although I would stay all night if I could and play Midnight Oil for you. Anyway, all right. One of my more favorite tracks from Blue Sky Mining is River Runs Red. Let's hear that right now. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
River runs red, black rain falls Y'all watching people fighting. Y'all watching people losing on Armistice Day. Y'all watching people fighting. Y'all watching people losing on Armistice Day. The watchers do the wincing. Report is so convincing. The TV never lies. I went looking for a wall, but the only guns I saw never used in anger. Watching people fighting, watching people losing on Armistice Day. The fixers do the fixing, the locals do the lynching, the
and breathe in 45 degrees.
The time has come to say fair's fair, to pay the rent, to pay our share. The time has come, a fact's a fact, it belongs to them.
Let's give it back.
Midnight Oil, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO 91.5 Medford. That's, of course, Beds Are Burning. The big hit, the big single off Diesel and Dust, propelling that record to platinum status. As we are eagerly awaiting their new record, which is, as I mentioned before, the mini record coming out this spring, a full record of new material in the fall. They're a voice that's sorely needed right now. An old voice, but still a voice that's needed. We're going to wrap things up with the last track on Blue Sky Mining. It's a very important record for me when I was in school. And this is, I'll always think of this record as kind of an end of sorts. So we'll have this song wrap up the show. I will see you next week here on WMFO 91.5 Medford.
There has to be one place left in the world.